And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And this news update is brought to you by Al Hansen Motors in Bad Axe, the only used car dealer in the Thumb with a full line service department. And Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe, shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. A criminal case in Huron County involving Shane Travis Tock is moving forward towards a jury trial after the defense declined a plea agreement offered by the prosecutors. Court records show the case, People of the State of Michigan versus Shane Travis Tock, has entered the trial preparation phase following the defense's decision to contest the charges rather than resolve the matter through a plea. With the case now expected to proceed the trial, the court has established a structured timeline outlining several key deadlines. These include dates for filing pretrial motions, the final deadline for accepting any plea agreement, and the submission of witness list. Judge Prill's scheduling order requires both the prosecution and defense to finalize their legal strategies and prepare evidence ahead of trial. By setting firm procedural deadlines, the court aims to keep the case on track and avoid delays as it moves towards a jury hearing. The timeline marks a shift in the case from negotiations between the parties to formal trial preparation, where both sides will present their arguments and evidence before a jury. And the Port Austin Board of Trustees approved accepting a Department of Natural Resources, or DNR, grant from the Huron County Economic Development Corporation, or EDC, and the board decided to put the grant money in an account earmarked for the Grindstone City Boating Access Site. In October of 2025, Lisa Pridnia, who is the Port Austin Community Liaison with the DNR, attended the Michigan State Waterways Commission meeting. She thanked the commission for their involvement and partnership in the redevelopment of the Port Austin State Harbor. And during the Waterways Commission meeting, Kristen Kosick, who is the Chief of Parks and Recreation, requested a ribbon-cutting ceremony be held at the Port Austin State Harbor once the 2026 boating season begins. As that meeting was wrapping up, it was noted the commission and DNR staff had toured various boating facilities, which included the Seawing Harbor Marina, Bayport Boating Access Site, Caseville Harbor, Port Austin State Harbor, Grindstone City Boating Access Site, and the Harbor Beach Marina. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsor, Al Hansen Motors.
Tyler here with Al Hansen Motors. Many times people shop for a vehicle online and they see a price that seems too good to be true, because it is. Those dealers charge dock fees and financing fees that can add at least $1,000 onto the price of the vehicle, and many times even more. At Al Hansen Motors, we never charge dock fees and we never charge finance fees. And at Al Hansen Motors, we're always willing to make a deal. First up this week is the 2020 Chevy Equinox. It has heated cloth seats, remote start, Bluetooth, and a backup camera with only 85,000 miles. We're asking $16,980. And if you're looking for an SUV that has all the bells and whistles without breaking the bank, I have a 2019 Buick Enclave Premium. It's all-wheel drive and fully loaded with every option available. It has 103,000 miles and we're asking $17,980. And if you're balling on a budget, don't worry, we got you. I just received a 2017 Cruise with heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, and gets up to 40 miles per gallon with only 78,000 miles. We're asking $12,580. I also have a 2017 Ford Fusion that has only 123,000 miles. It is also good on gas and we're asking $9,980.
I'm Al Hansen and I guarantee it.
And we are back with some national and international news for you. On the national side, President Donald Trump insisted he had the answer for Republicans anxious about losing their congressional majority this year. He encouraged the party to build on an already strict national voter identification law to ban mail ballots and restrict transgender rights. But House Republican leaders have had their own priorities, and the voting bill isn't high on the list. It's a sign of an emerging election year disconnect. Just a few seats shy of losing their majority, senior Republicans are eager to emphasize the party's work to lower cost, none of which is easy to accomplish with only a few votes to spare. It seems Trump is focused elsewhere. And President Donald Trump is visiting Ohio and Kentucky as he tries to steady voters' concerns about the economy and to derail the re-election bid of a Republican rival. Trump is set to visit on Wednesday a pharmaceutical company in Cincinnati and talk about his administration's efforts to lower prescription drug prices. He'll be in the district next, he'll be in the district of Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massie, who is running in the GOP primary next month. The trip comes as the war in Iran has shaken markets and spiked gas prices at a time when polls showed voters were already wary of Trump's economic policy. And in international news, the war on Iran, for all its complexity and global effects, boils down to a singular question. Who can take the pain the longest? A surge in oil prices may be Iran's most effective weapon, and the biggest U.S. vulnerability in continuing the campaign. A sharp rise in gas prices has rattled consumers and financial markets. International travel and shipping has been severely disrupted because of it. U.S. President Donald Trump appears aware of the danger, as oil jumped to nearly $120 a barrel on Monday, the highest since 2022. He suggested the war would be short-term, but on the other side, Iran has to endure a near-constant stream of American and Israeli airstrikes that it cannot defend against. And in Geneva, Swiss police are investigating whether a deadly bus fire in Kurzers was set on purpose. Police say the bus caught fire on Tuesday evening, and at least 6 people died and 5 others were injured. A police spokesperson says a voluntary act may have caused the blaze. Another police official says reports claimed someone poured flammable liquid on themselves. Officials say they are still verifying both claims. Police say they see no sign of terrorism. Rescue teams found the bus fully engulfed by flames, and crews flew 3 badly hurt people to hospital via helicopter. Authorities say victim identification may take days. And we will be right back after this message from Ashley Home Store.
Take up to 25% off store-wide and up to 40% off accessories at Ashley and Bannex. Help us celebrate over 80 years of quality furniture at affordable prices with the Ashley Anniversary Sale happening now. Take up to 25% off store-wide during the Ashley Anniversary Sale. Plus, come and check out our floor model specials that are priced to go. We also have hot buy deals on select power reclining furniture and hot buy queen bed frames starting at $399. Looking to add that personal touch of style? No worries. Save up to 40% off accessories during the Ashley Anniversary Sale at Ashley in Bad Axe. Want to buy now and pay later with no interest until 2031? You can. Visit Ashley and Bad Axe and ask us how. Don't wait, because this is a limited time event that you don't want to miss. Visit Ashley and Bad Axe during the Ashley Anniversary Sale happening now. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
This is Jean Hart. Come see me at Ashley and Bad Axe for the best selection of dining sets, recliners, and accent pieces to make your house a home.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And we are back. We have no obituaries to report at this time. And that was your news for the hour. But you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. And I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.